David Boxley is a Native American artist from the Tsimshian tribe in Alaska. He's a dancer, songwriter, and wood carver. More importantly, he's an ambassador for Tsimshian culture and heritage.
We call it art now, but it was a way for people to say, this is who I am, this belongs to me, this is my clan, or this is my crest, this is my family history, carved and painted on wood.
Boxley was raised by his grandparents. He says Christian missionary influence was strong while he was growing up, so he learned little about his native culture. While working as a teacher after college, he began researching Tsimshian wood carving and ethnographic materials and museum collections. In 1986, he left teaching to devote his time to wood carving and reviving Tsimshian art and culture.
That came along at the right time. Our people really needed a shot in the arm for our culture. It wasn't very prominent after all that missionary influence and years of not having anyone be in that kind of position to guide.
Almost 30 years later, he's putting the finishing touches on his 70th totem pole, which will stand in the permanent collection at the National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C.
We don't use sandpaper, so we use the knives and the chisels to get it as smooth as possible, get the lines clean.
Totem poles tell a story. This one is carved from a 7-meter-long piece of red cedar. Boxley began carving it several months ago at his home near Seattle. It was shipped across country by truck.
The title is Eagle and the Young Chief.
The pole tells the story of a young chief who rescued an eagle snared in a fishing net. Years later, when the chief's village was starving, the eagle repaid the chief for his kindness.
And a live salmon fell out of the sky. And he looked up and he saw the eagle flying away. And every day, for days and days after that, the eagle brought salmon to feed the village.
Boxley says the pole he carved in honor of his grandfather is closest to his heart. This one is a close second.
This one is going to be seen by millions over the next 100 years or whatever, you know. And it's not just me and my son. It's all of my people that are proud, my tribe.
On the day the pole was unveiled, Boxley's dance troupe, consisting of family and friends, performed for a large audience. Then, the unveiling. David Boxley has other wood carvings in the permanent collection of the museum. This one ensures Tsimshian culture will have pride of place in Native American history. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.